You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Yaya Pandor is a counsellor, Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner, and now marathon runner. He joins me now to discuss his time running the Manchester Marathon and becoming the first person with sight loss to run a marathon without being tethered to their guide. Yaya, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me on.
So before we get into all the marathon running, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
Yeah, so I lost my sight coming up to 4 years now. I lost it during first lockdown over a period of a few months due to a whole host of complications, but the main thing being macular degeneration. Before that point, you know, I had mostly useful vision. I did wear glasses and contact lenses, but yeah, I had sight. Now I don't have anything other than some light perception if the light is very strong.
Now, you've been on the station before talking about your love of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. How did you get into running?
So I was doing jiu-jitsu, and where I was living, there was going to be a half marathon happening in a few months' time. And so my sister took up running, and she encouraged me to do the same. And I'd done a campaign with the RNIB and British Blind Sport about how visually impaired and blind people are inactive. And I thought, oh, this will be another good way to get more active, because the last time I'd run before that was in school when you had to in PE lessons.
Remember it well.
Yeah.
And from there, it's just going a little bit further, a little bit faster. How long did it take you to develop a real love for running?
So I've been running for less than a year. The first time I went running, I did what I suppose anyone starting running would do, just try to run as fast as they could for as long as they could. It was not very far at all before I was panting and exhausted. Then I learned sort of the art or science behind running. You know, it's not about sprinting as fast as you can, as far as you can. That's not how to do it. And yeah, just kept on persevering. And I find running is a good community as well. So I've met some really great people through running, which has kept it interesting and exciting as well. Not just guide runners, but people that I do the park run, which is a very popular way of getting into running. I've met some really wonderful people.
And to cap off that first year of running, you've only gone and run the Manchester Marathon. Can you give us a taste of what running a marathon is like for somebody with sight loss?
Initially, it's scary. You have to put a lot of trust in your guide, and especially the first time you meet with a guide, you don't know how you'll get along. Or there's a course that a lot of guide runners take, which is embraced by England Athletic. But even then, I find it's a very personal relationship between guide and runner. So there's always that nerves, anxiety of meeting someone that you don't know and putting a lot of trust into them. But I have been extremely fortunate that every guide that I've run with has been absolutely fantastic. But yeah, once I've got started, I find running incredibly freeing and untethered even more so, because I think a lot of fully blind people anyway always has a cane or a guide dog or some sort of mechanism to help them. So being able to run without sort of being connected to anything is very freeing.
You've become the first person with sight loss to run a marathon without being tethered to a guide. Was that an important thing for you to do it that way?
It was important in the fact that I like challenging myself. I can get bored easily if I don't have things to challenge myself with and to keep me motivated. So that was part of it. And I just thought it would be a really cool thing to do. And obviously, you know, there was no expectation. I'd never run a marathon before. And I have to tell you, it's a difficult process just running the marathon. But yeah, it was exciting to challenge myself in this way.
And finally, Yaya, how did you recover after your marathon?
So the first thing that I did was have a bottle of Pepsi and some ready salted crisps, because I was told you need to get the sugar and salts in you straight after a marathon. And then I just ate loads. The good thing I find about running is it's a great excuse to eat loads of food, because you need it for fuel. So yeah, that was it. Lots of food.
Yaya Pandor, counsellor and marathon runner, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me on again, David.